and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, the President of Iran is accusing his US counterpart of making delusional threats. It's after Donald Trump said he'd bomb Iranian power plants if it didn't open up the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping by tomorrow night. The blockade has pushed up petrol and diesel prices here in recent weeks, and the government's once again urging motorists not to panic buy at the pumps. Goran Raven owns a garage in East London.
It's an awful feeling. The only people earning money on this are commodity traders on the prices and the Treasury. The general public is losing out on this. It's too expensive. We're down 30% on fuel sales, and you can just notice it on the roads now. People are choosing not to drive as much as they were.
A 28-year-old woman has been charged with the murder of a man who was found unresponsive in a park in Suffolk. The victim, who was 54, was discovered in Lowestoft on Friday. Health Secretary Wes Streeting has praised what he calls Herculean efforts to protect people from the meningitis B outbreak that's been centred in Canterbury. The number of cases has fallen to 29. The first charge under new laws banning football fans entering a match without a ticket has been authorised following this afternoon's EFL Cup final at Wembley. 27-year-old Benjamin Bailey, who's from Oldham, will answer the accusation in court on the 1st of May. Manchester City have ended Arsenal's hopes of a quadruple with a 2-0 victory over their title rivals to take the EFL Cup. Pep Guardiola has now become the first manager to win the trophy five times.
I'm really pleased because I know against the opponent we face, we can create a team like it's almost unbeatable, and especially the way we that make us happy, and of course bring the fifth Carabao Cup in 10 years is not bad.
And Celtic's Scottish Premiership title hopes have been dented as they went down 2-0 at Dundee United. They missed out on the chance to go second, which would put them ahead of Rangers, and they currently remain 5 points off the leaders' Hearts. That's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Bev Rimmer.
Classic blues tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Well, I hope you were listening to Sunday Rocks, and I'll try to keep things going for the next hour with some Breakaway Blues for you. Yes, it's me, Graham Andrews, with my Breakaway Blues Show, right here on your local station, Red Kite Radio. And getting us underway, one from the Bard of Canvey Island, Wilco Johnson, together with Roger Daltrey, from their 2014 collaboration album, Going Back Home. Wilco was very ill at the time they recorded that, with what was thought to be terminal cancer, but the diagnosis was wrong, and following surgery, he survived, but sadly died back in 2023. The mix of Daltrey's powerful vocals and Wilco's driving guitar works perfectly on Sneaking Suspicion. We'll be right back.
107.2 FM.
Red Kite Radio. sunshine for every day.
Well, that was the title track from the one and only Stevie Ray Vaughan's first album with Double Trouble, Texas Flood. Stevie was one of the most influential guitarists in the revival of the blues back in the 80s, but sadly, his short-lived recording career lasted only 7 years. Born and raised in Dallas, he played with various bands on the Texas blues scene in his teens, before finally forming his own band, Triple Threat Review, quickly renaming it to Double Trouble. Okay, next up on today's show, one from a band I know well, the Riotous Brothers. I did play this song some time back, but just in case you missed it, I'm going to play it again, because in my opinion, it's the best track on their 2014 album, The Tree. The song represented a major step forward for the songwriting partnership of the two band members, Mash Sonnet and Paul Long. It's one of their originals, a great track entitled Fever.
Sunday night is Blues Night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamel all a calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Well, a bit of big band swing for you there. Chattanooga Choo Choo from Mr. Glenn Miller and his orchestra. American big band trombonist, composer and band leader Glenn was the best-selling recording artist from 1939 to 1943. He and his family moved to Grant City in 1915 in Missouri when he was only 11, and he bought his first trombone. By 1923, he was already attending auditions and playing any gigs he could get. He dropped out of school to pursue a full-time musical career, and the rest is pretty much history. Well, let's take a short break, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes with some Mississippi Delta Blues by Keb Moe. It's a song taken from his 1998 album Just Like You. Although Keb's been around the blues scene in the US for some time, I first came across him in the UK when I saw him support B.B. King on a tour over 25 years ago. He now lives and records in Nashville, Tennessee, and if you listen to his music, it certainly demonstrates his love of traditional Delta blues. Here he is coming up with More Than One Way Home.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7pm with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7pm on Red Kite Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past. Don't miss it.
For Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
Red Kite Radio.
Summertime in Compton was not like TV, but we were right there where we needed to be. And the Thurman boys on Peachtree with only their dad, so proud of themselves in that old Pontiac. And Miss Brooks, her Bible, and her three little boys at the Double Rock Baptist Church making a joyful noise. Job at the grocery store, working weekdays after school from 5 to 9. And Tommy, John, and Charlie were the neighborhood stars with their mid-sized homes and their big fancy cars. And when the eagle flied on Friday, I'd go out to play, wasting time with Otis out on the dock of the bay. And my ticket to adventure was a ride on the bus, different places, but they were just like us. There's more than one way home. Ain't no right way, ain't no wrong. And whatever road you might be on, you find your own way, 'cause there's more than one way. We'll be right back.
Red Kite Radio.
Just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse.
Calvin Bland there, known professionally as Bobby Blue Bland, with Stormy Monday Blues. He was described as being among the great storytellers of blues and soul music, and was often referred to as the Sinatra of the blues. Bobby was also substantially influenced by Nat King Cole, and he was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1981 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. He's produced some fine material over the years, but sadly died in 2013. Okay, how about we listen to a little bit of U2? Not a blues band, I hear you say, but they have recorded with a number of blues artists in the past. Bono has had more than a passing relationship with the blues. In 1988, the band released the album Rattle and Hum, which includes the track When Love Comes to Town, featuring Bono sharing vocals with the blues master himself, Mr. B.B. King.
Best of the Blues with Graham Andrews.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show on Red Kite Radio. Could she make you sin? If God was a woman,
was a woman.
Tell me, who could we blame? Would you make Jesus righteous or completely insane?
If God was a woman, would you kiss and tell? Would we wind up in heaven or would we all burn in hell? If God was a woman, would you come like an angel or the devil in disguise? Oh, yeah. If you left in the morning, would you lose your religion or kiss your baby goodbye?
American rock guitarist, singer and songwriter Richie Sambora with If God Was a Woman from his 1998 solo album Undiscovered Soul. Richie is probably best known to most as the lead guitarist of the popular rock band Bon Jovi. His first instrument was, surprisingly enough, the accordion, which he began to play at just 6 years old, but it wasn't too long before he took up the guitar aged just 12. With his main influences being The Beatles, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, B.B. King, and Hendrix. Well, let's take another quick break, but back soon with a song from Van Morrison. Van's first break came in the mid-60s as the singer of the Northern Irish R&B band Them. His solo 1967 hit single Brown Eyed Girl really put him on the map. In 1999, he came out with Back on Top, his highest charting record since the 1978 release Wavelength. But it's from Morrison's 33rd studio album, Keep It Simple, I've taken the track, a gospel-influenced Don't Go to Nightclubs Anymore, coming up in a couple of minutes.
Red Kite Radio.
From 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
Nice parking, Sam. And here comes Tanya on a bike, off to French class.
Hiya!
Sam, so your car door doesn't hit Tanya when you get out, if you can, open it with the hand furthest from it, so you'll see who's walking, riding or cycling behind you. Far to go, Tanya?
25 minutes.
Lost on me. Sorry. Whether they're fluent in French or perfecting Portuguese, whoever you meet, travel like you know them.
Merci!
Think, follow the highway code and let's help keep everyone safe.
For Tame, Haddenham and Alswick.
Red Kite Radio.
Don't get around much anymore. The smoke has driven me out the door. All night I used to walk the floor. Don't go to nightclubs anymore. Don't see my old friend Mose. I don't run into Mr. Clive. I cut out all that off the wall jive. Don't go to nightclubs no more. I'm not a legend in my own mind. Don't need juice to unwind. And don't have no need to pretend. Too big a price. Listen, I just said no dice. When it comes to the men and the mice, don't go to nightclubs no more.
Radio.
I don't want you to be no slave. I don't want you to work all day. But I want you to be true. And I just wanna make love to you. To do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep you indoors. There is making love to you, love to you.
Classic there from Etta James. Etta's performed so many different types of music during her lifetime: blues, R&B, soul, rock and roll, jazz and gospel. Her powerful earthy voice bridged the gap between rhythm and blues and rock and roll. Winner of 6 Grammy Awards and 17 Blues Music Awards, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. Rolling Stone magazine listed her as number 22 in its list of 100 Greatest Singers. Well, I'm afraid the clock's almost beaten us, but time for a couple more, and the first by a man called James Isaac Moore, but better known by his stage name Slim Harpo. American bluesman Slim was recognised as the leading exponent of swamp blues and was one of the most commercially successful blues artists of his day. By 1964, several of his tracks were being covered by many well-known British bands such as The Stones, The Pretty Things, The Yardbirds. But here's Slim with I'm a King Bee.
Well, I'm a King Bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a King Bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. To buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. Oh,
Sunday night is Blues Night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
When I see you walking down the street, when I see you walking down the street, your big leg, your tight skirt knocks me off of my feet.
Well, sadly, my time is up, and that was the last one for this week, and it was John Lee Hooker with Big Legs, Tight Skirt, taken from his album Boom Boom, originally released in 1992. John first made a name for himself back in the 40s, 50s and 60s in the southern states of the US by playing his unique electric guitar style adaptation of Mississippi Delta Blues. Well, for the last hour, you've been listening to the Breakaway Blues Show right here on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. I will be back with more songs from my collection at next Sunday at the same time. So until then, don't forget, keep the faith and feel the blues. And bye for now.
On your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.